Statistics South Africa released manufacturing and mining data for the month of March. Mining production declined by 1.1% on a year-on-year basis, which is an improvement on the 8.1% contraction in February. Gold output continues to fall, and strikes in the sector have obviously contributed to that. On the manufacturing front, output rose by 1.2% in March on a year-on-year basis, an improvement on the 0.5% growth seen in February. Well, to break down the numbers for us and looking at the mining sector in general, I'm joined on the line by Dennis Dykes. He's chief economist at Nedbank. Thanks very much, Dennis, as always, for talking to us. I feel like a broken record with you on this topic, but gold is really struggling. And of course, we've heard today that Sibanye-Stillwater's gold production fell substantially on the AMCU strike during the first quarter.
Yes, mining is under a lot of pressure. And as you mentioned, gold in particular is looking very, very weak. So I don't think, you know, there's too much surprise that the overall numbers look fairly weak. I think the big surprise, though, was that they weren't weaker than they are, because the March figure was, of course, during the midst of load shedding.
Yes.
There doesn't seem to be too much of an effect in the monthly figures, let's put it that way.
Yeah. What other minerals drag down the number?
In March in particular, and you're looking at the monthly figures, platinum was weak, things like chrome fairly weak, building materials down, but over the year, the big numbers really would be things like iron ore, again chrome once again. And gold, obviously gold coming off very, very significantly.
So what does this mining figure, what does it mean? Because all the 3 months, January, February and March, were negative. What does this mean for the GDP print?
Well, we're looking at around about 1.5% contraction in the first quarter. So it's going to be fairly negative. Unfortunately, as you say, if you look on a quarterly basis, both mining production and manufacturing is down.
Yes.
We would have thought maybe that it could even be a little bit weaker, but nevertheless, it's going to be quite a tough quarter, depending, of course, what happens to areas that we don't have too much information on, like, for example, agriculture. But I think we're going to be off to a very weak start for the year.
AngloGold Ashanti came out today to say that they are definitely keen to completely, you know, divest of their mines in South Africa. I mean, it's a worrying sign. And do you think that they'll find a willing buyer for their remaining assets anytime soon?
Look, it will be a difficult call, because the reasons why they're divesting, if you think about it, high electricity costs, unreliable electricity supply, tough labor conditions, high cost of labor, and at the same time, a policy environment that is not really conducive to long-term investment.
Mm.
So you've got to actually try and actually present that to someone else and say, well, we could make it work, but maybe you can do it. And obviously, it will be on a little bit of a knockdown price.
Mm, they'll need a Neil Froneman type of person to take over. So manufacturing put in a better performance than the mining sector. And that's despite the load shedding phase in the country during the month of March, which you mentioned already. So what were the drivers there?
Yeah, look, as I said, I mean, the bizarre thing is that the sectors that actually did reasonably well on a month-on-month basis were the ones that you'd expect to be most affected. So things like petroleum, chemicals, rubbers, plastics, basic iron and steel, all those things which use a lot of electricity did well on a month-on-month basis. But again, if you step back and you look at it over the quarter, which I think is maybe a more sensible thing to do.
Hmm.
I think the areas that are doing okay would be things like motor vehicles. They've got a very strong export orientation at the moment.
Yes.
So they've vehicle parts and accessories. They're part of the international value chain. They're fairly favored from a policy perspective. And then on the negative side, if you look at the quarter on quarter sort of numbers, you've got parts of the chemical industry, paper, the petroleum industry, all these areas, plastics and so forth, being very, very, very poorly. With some rebound, marginal sort of rebounds coming through on things like iron and steel. But it's overall a very, very weak position. Yeah, what we're really seeing is a sort of like a slow squeeze. We basically going really nowhere. There's no real growth, and we're just trending around zero at the moment.
Dennis, let me interject very quickly because of time. The elections are done and dusted. Assuming the ANC government is able to renew itself and assume power with fresh ideas, what does it need to do to catalyse positive sentiment and investment, not just in the sectors we've discussed, but generally?
I think generally they've got to look at all policy from a perspective of, is this business friendly, is this investment friendly, and by implication, is this job creation friendly? Because there's a weird schizophrenia in government. You know, on the one hand, talk about cutting the cost of business, and on the other side, we're introducing all sorts of legislation which is extremely unfriendly towards business and particularly against new investment spending. So I think the new administration, you know, the reformed administration, is going to have to look at all pieces of legislation with a very honest eye. Failing that, we're just going to continue actually going into this slow, weaker sort of trend, which is not at all helpful to anybody.
Yeah, no, we need to be optimistic. Dennis, thank you very much for your time. As always, Dennis Dykes, he's the chief economist at Nedbank.